The great moment for me over the weekend, John, I mean, there was lots to celebrate over the weekend, but the highlight had to come for me on Friday night. My son Brandon is 20 years. He'll be 20 in May. And his whole life, you know, there basically been no Sonics. So he is a huge Portland Trailblazers fan. And he goes down every year to see a couple Trailblazers games. And he had got some tickets over Christmas to go down for Friday night's game against the Bulls. And about a week or so ago, I'm at the cribbage tournament with a friend of mine, and we get to talking. And he says, "Yeah, I'm going down to Portland next weekend." I said, "What for?" He says, "Oh, yeah, this, that, and the Blazers game." I said, "Oh, really? When?" "Oh, I'm going on Friday night against the Bulls." I said, "Hey, so is my son." And then he drops this bomb on me and says, "Yeah, my wife is friends with Damian Lillard's agent." I said, "Say that again?" And he goes, "My wife is friends with this guy, or her friend, her husband is a guy named Eric, and he's Damian Lillard's agent." I'm like, "That is my son's favorite player. If you can somehow get him an autographed picture or pull a string or do something, you know, that would be awesome." And he's like, "Yeah, I'll see what I can do." So I do the stupid thing and call my son. I get in the car and call him immediately and say, "You'll never guess what." And he says, "What?" And I go to tell him, and he's like, "Oh my God." And so I let him know this. And so all week long, he is, you know, "Did you hear from him yet? Did you hear from him yet?" I'm like, no. And then so Friday night comes around, and I called Jason. I said, "Hey, Jason, here's his number. He's going to be down there. If anything, if you can make some magic happen, whatever." And so I give him my son's number. And then Friday afternoon, I'm going to this to the Holman show down at the Sick But Home show. And I still haven't heard anything yet. And I'm crushed because I know his hopes are sky high. And then he calls and says, he sends me a text. He goes, "Jason just got a hold of me. He says it might go down after the game." And I said, "Oh, okay, after the game. I don't know. Maybe that sounds like it's getting blown off a little bit." And then so the game comes up. And I go to check, and Damian Lillard is it? I see the score, and I see the Trailblazers are losing. And then I look in the box score, and Lillard's not even playing. And I thought, oh man, he's not playing. They're losing. He's not hanging around for some kind of meet and greet. That's not happening. So I just kind of, well, that's a bummer. Maybe some other time. And then I don't know, about 10 o'clock or something. Ding, ding, my phone goes off, and I've got a text message. And you know when you open it and you can tell that there's a thumbnail attached to the text, that there's a picture? I'm like, no way did this happen. And I open up and John, I started crying. I was so happy for him I know what that meant to him. And there he is standing on the court with his favorite player of all time, and Damon's giving the thumbs up, and Damon's, you know, giving him kind of like the peace sign, and I could see the look on his face, and then he starts blowing me up. He's like, "Your friend hooked it up. I can't believe it." And it's like, I don't know, when you feel like out the cool dad or whatever, like, I hooked it up. I couldn't have felt any. It was one of the best feelings ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you turn your kid or someone you love on to something and you make it happen, you pull a rabbit out of the hat. It was like, he was so stoked. It made me so happy.
So I saw the picture. How tall is Brandon? Because he looked taller than Damian Lillard.
Well, Lillard's leaning over a little bit, you know, like kind of like leaning into the picture. But Brandon's 6'3", so I think he might even be taller than him anyway.
Yeah, he might, yeah.
You know, but I couldn't believe it. You know, it's one of those things like, yeah, when you first think about it and then you get your hopes up and then it doesn't really happen. You know, those things, you know, whatever. It doesn't work out, but it worked out. And I couldn't have been happier.
So that's one of those things he will never forget.
He'll never forget it. He'll never forget. And it's like when he goes to brag about it or put it on his social media and stuff, the only story he can tell is, "Well, my dad, blah, blah, blah." You know, it's like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, when Lillard will go to the Hall of Fame probably in about 10, 15 years, and Brandon will have that story.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And then, you know, he actually went down with a buddy of his, too, that he works with. And so his buddy got to get in and take some pictures, too. And so I know he feels like a stud because his friend got to be part of it. And, you know, It was just one of those things. It's who you know, those weird little connections that come together.
It pays off.